Understanding EPDs and Some of the New Values That Are Being Released. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Well, bull season is upon us, and it's always an exciting time, especially when you get to spend a little bit of money and make decisions for your future calf crop. Well, you get to that bull sale and they hand you a catalog with a whole bunch of numbers in it. What exactly do they all mean? Well, Matt Spangler is Nebraska Extension Beef Genetics Specialist, and he goes over some new numbers that you might be seeing this year on different breeds.
When producers go to choose bulls, it seems like the list of EPDs and economic selection indices does nothing but grow. And that causes confusion, no doubt, because people go to a bull sale saying, I'm going to look at XYZ EPD or index, and all of a sudden they find out there's additional ones added, which my suspicion is means that they ignore the additional ones and focus on the things that they're accustomed to using. But ignoring the additional ones may be ignoring a very valuable piece of information to make decisions with.
And he goes over some of the new numbers you might be seeing this year within different breeds.
An example, Gelvie. The American Gelvie Association has released three new economic selection indices. They have a MPI, or maternal profit index, designed for producers who retain replacement females and sell calves at weaning. They have an FPI, or feeder profit index, designed for producers that are strictly terminal. Every calf born goes to the feed yard in a retained ownership situation. And then a TPI, total profit index. That's for people that retain replacement females and all the culls they retain ownership through the feed yard. Similarly, the North American Limousine Foundation has released a new terminal profit index designed for producers who do not keep back replacement females and retain every animal through the feed yard. So an index, economic selection index to use in that case. And they have two other indexes forthcoming that assume that people retain replacement females. So again, if you're buying Gelvie or Limousine bulls, pay attention to those new indexes.
He also touches on International Genetic Solutions and what that is.
A collaborative entity that conducts the genetic evaluation or calculates the EPDs for a very large number of beef breeds in the U.S., including Gelvie and Limousine, which I mentioned, but also Simmental and Red Angus, as well as many others. And they've released EPDs for mature cow weight. So oftentimes people like me may wave the finger and say, our cows are getting too big. And rightfully so, producers may wag the finger back and say, but we don't have tools to make them smaller. But mature cow weight EPDs can do that. At least allow producers to keep in mind the genetic potential of sires for making cows large or making them smaller. So I'd encourage people to take a look at that.
And we got a lot of Angus breeders in this part of the country. What about that breed?
Angus, which I have not mentioned yet, released a functional longevity, or FL EPD. Functional longevity can really be interpreted as a count of calves through age 6. So a higher number EPD for functional longevity would mean that we would expect a bull's daughters to have more calves through age 6. So a really good tool for producers wanting to select for females that are more productive at later parities, because we know that fertility is a driver of economic success for producers. We also know that cow longevity has a large cost as we think about cow depreciation. So for Angus bull buyers that keep back replacement females, functional longevity would be important.
And with every new thing, there comes a learning curve. And instead of ignoring it, it's okay to ask questions. So during this bull season, look out for some of these new tools that could help you improve your herd. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.